From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he brings the next portion of a message entitled The Victory of the Cross, part of this series in the book of Joshua. In chapter 8, verses 29 and 30, we find recorded two actions which Joshua performed following the defeat of Ai. First, he slew the king of Ai. Then, he built an altar to the Lord God on Mount Ebal. From this narrative, Dr. Cairns is extracting some important and blessed spiritual lessons. Having pointed out the connection between the fall of the heathen king and the erecting of the altar, Dr. Cairns is applying these events to what the Lord Jesus Christ did at Calvary. In this message, Dr. Cairns demonstrates that Christ defeated Satan at Calvary. This was the first step in the Savior's triumph, the breaking of the devil's power. At his second coming, the Lord Jesus, the reverser of the curse, will cast the evil one into the lake of fire forever. Furthermore, through the victory of his cross, the Lord Jesus continues to defeat Satan by redeeming lost sinners from captivity to the devil and by sustaining saints in their spiritual warfare. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of the great English preacher of the 19th century, C.H. Spurgeon.
This morning's text comes from Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Looking unto Jesus. It is ever the Holy Spirit's work to turn our eyes away from self to Jesus. But Satan's work is just the opposite of this, for he is constantly trying to make us regard ourselves instead of Christ. He insinuates, "Your sins are too great for pardon. You have no faith. You do not repent enough. You will never be able to continue to the end. You have not the joy of his children. You have such a wavering hold of Jesus." All these are thoughts about self, and we shall never find comfort or assurance by looking within. But the Holy Spirit turns our eyes entirely away from self. He tells us that we are nothing, but that Christ is all in all. Remember, therefore, it is not thy hold of Christ that saves thee, it is Christ. It is not thy joy in Christ that saves thee, it is Christ. It is not even faith in Christ, though that be the instrument. It is Christ's blood and merits. Therefore, look not so much to thy hand with which thou art grasping Christ, as to Christ. Look not to thy hope, but to Jesus, the source of thy hope. Look not to thy faith, but to Jesus, the author and finisher of thy faith. We shall never find happiness by looking at our prayers, our doings, or our feelings. It is what Jesus is, not what we are, that gives rest to the soul. If we would at once overcome Satan and have peace with God, it must be by looking unto Jesus. Keep thine eyes simply on him. Let his death, his sufferings, his merits, his glories, his intercession be fresh upon thy mind. When thou wakest in the morning, look to him. When thou liest down at night, look to him. Oh, let not thy hopes or fears come between thee and Jesus. Follow hard after him, and he will never fail thee. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name.
My vision, O Lord of my heart.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank God at Calvary, the Lord Jesus broke the serpent's head. Now the head is obviously the part that speaks of the power, the concentration of power. It is the summing up of all the fullness of Satan's power. And that's what Christ has bruised and broken at Calvary. Not only that, but at Calvary he judged him. The prince of this world, John 16:11 says, the prince of this world has been judged. Where was he judged? He was judged at the cross. As I indicated from John 12:31, when Jesus died, it was the judgment of the world. I'm not going to go in to try and expound that statement. I did that quite some time ago, and you'll need to have a good memory to remember how I dealt with it. But when the prince of this world came to the cross, not only was the world judged, but he, that is Satan, was cast out. And he's being continually cast down until he is cast forever into the lake of fire. That is what Christ did at Calvary. He crushed the devil's head, he judged him, and he reversed the curse. You know, when I hear people talk against God's love, God's mercy, God's wisdom, his kindness, because of all the trouble that's in the world, all the hurt that's in the world. How can a God of love allow all this suffering? How can a God of love allow what's happening in the former Yugoslavia? How can a God of love tolerate what's happened in Rwanda and continues to occur? How can a God of love allow the hundreds of millions the communists have murdered in Russia and in China? How can he do that? Thus they fly in the face of God. These are, to many people, these are reasons to question the goodness and the power and the kindness of God. That's the sort of thing that led one leading Canadian so-called theologian, it's a big word for an apostate actually, to say that God just doesn't have all power. Because either he has all love or all power. If he has all love and all power, then his love would make him do a whole lot of these things that we think he ought to do in the world. Of course, those are just the vaporings of a depraved mind. Let me tell you that the people who thus find fault with God, this is the tragedy, continue to serve with all their might the very one who caused that curse. Satan is the one who tempted, and by tempting induced the fall, and thereby brought the suffering and the shame and the hurt that this world now reels under, as Isaiah says, like a drunken man. Instead of finding fault with God the Creator, or God the Disposer of all things, or God the Redeemer, men ought to be finding fault with Satan who induced the curse, instead of serving him with might and main. But let me tell you, at Calvary, the Lord Jesus reversed the curse. We read in Colossians 1:13 and 14, God hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. To the Galatians, Paul writes, he hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. And I want you to get this. We are so tied up with time, and that's understandable. We can't think except in minutes and hours and days and weeks and months and years. We're tied up with time. But God isn't. God is eternal. And in Romans chapter 8, Paul takes all the great acts of God's grace and he puts them together in one unbreakable unit. And he says, whom God did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. And I want you to notice something. From the moment of justification in the plan of God, in the purpose of God, from that moment, there's nothing intervening unto their glorification. It's one unit. Let us not, because of the hurts the pains, the agonies, the tears of this veil of tears, let us not lose sight of the fact that at Calvary, Christ defeated the devil and thereby reversed the curse on all his people. Can I say, secondly, that through the victory of the cross, Christ continues to defeat Satan. He defeats him, for example, in the conversion of sinners. I think of the question that Isaiah asked in chapter 49, verse 24 and 5. He says, "Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered." The whole world lies in the lap of the wicked one. We look out today and we see men and women, and they are toys of Satan, playthings of the devil and his angels. We look at people and they are just puppets on the devil's string. Oh, they vaunt their great free will. They talk about being at liberty. People in America today have got the notion that the great American dream, that American liberty, is license to live in the vilest lust and wickedness that a man can live in, and say this is freedom. Man, that's not freedom. That is the ultimate in debauched bondage and slavery. That's the real truth. Captives by the devil. Let me stop there for a minute, because I believe there are people in this meeting today, and that describes exactly where you are. Led astray by lusts, bound by the chains of wickedness and sin, and all the time fooling yourself, you're doing your thing, you're going your way, when the truth is you're bound by Satan, taken captive by the devil, and you are being led by the nose as a slave of lust and sin to the devil's hell. Let's not lose sight of the reality of this awful, darkening, depraving, deceiving power with which Satan grips the souls of men. What can set you free? What can set you free? You can go to all the psychological counselors in the world. They'll never set your soul free. They'll simply replace one bondage with another at very best. You can join the church and you'll be a baptized or a church accepted sinner, but a slave nonetheless. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Is there anyone can break that awful grip of Satan and of sin? Is there anyone can smash the chains of bondage? Thus saith the Lord, the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. Bless God, the victory of the cross is seen continuing in the conversion of sinners. When by a word from God, there is light in the darkness, there is liberty from the bondage, there is forgiveness for the sin, there is life instead of death. Let me tell you today, the old hymn has got it absolutely accurately when it says simply, Jesus saves. He saves to the very uttermost them that come unto God by him. The Lord Jesus is still conquering Satan. What a joy it is to see him save sinners. What a joy to kneel with men and women when they get down on their knees. They're being ground into the dust of defeat by sin and Satan, and they arise new creatures in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a joy that is. What a pleasure to see the victory of the cross. Those are the sweetest moments in any minister's life. There are many, many things in the work of a minister that he would prefer never to have to do. There are many things that bring darkness and sorrow and heart-searching and heart-rending. But let me tell you, there's nothing in this whole world to compare with kneeling beside a poor, bound-up sinner and seeing that sinner saved. To see a person whose life has been broken by drink or drugs or immorality or shame or sin of one description or another, and see them get up from their knees a new creature, face aglow and life changed. I want to tell you, that is a privilege that's worth living for and worth dying for, because there you are seeing, through the victory of the cross, Christ triumphing over Satan. Thank God, when he saves, he keeps. And therefore, through the victory of the cross, he continues to defeat Satan in the lives of Christians. You know, when you get saved, you find out the reality of the devil's existence more than you ever knew before. You find out just how venomous he is, how vitriolic he is. You find out how persistent he is. You find out what spiritual warfare is all about once you become a Christian.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.